Okay, so we're gonna dedicate the learning and the share for Shlema for Arya Yosef Ben Gvora Hinda. And the going here will discuss again about Torah. He says Gishmak is after. He says Schar Torah Nimshal Latal Shehakol Echad. So he says here something which is interesting. He's going on the pasuk chair shir that we know. He says, so he says basically that the schar of Torah is like tal. So let's think about it. What's the difference between tal, dew, and matar, rain? So he says, dew is equal. On every surface, it's the same. There's no difference between here and there. Everywhere has the same amount. It's equally distributed, and it's hakol echad. Rain is not like that, right? Rain is rain. I'm not sure exactly. Was it? Rain, he says, the way it works is that there's no connection between one part and the other. There's a drop here, a drop there. It's very disconnected. So he said that's why mitzvahs is more referred to as rain, and Torah is more referred to as dew. Because dew is shave. I don't know exactly what he means by that, but I guess he's saying is that the hashpot that a person creates is the same. He could be learning this Indian, he could be learning that Indian. It's always the same Torah that he's learning. Yeah. Okay, it's like a nair and ar. Now, even though the going says this, okay, but there is you have to understand that really it's not so partial because there's a pasuk in Hazinu. Yaroiv ka matar likhi, my Torah is like matar, tizal katal imrasi. My words are like tal. So in reality, the pasuk says that there's two bechinas in Torah. There's a bechina in Torah of tal, and there's a bechina in Torah of matar. What's the difference between the Bechina of Torah of Tal versus the Bechina of Torah of Mata? So the idea is like this, Ksav Sofer explains, says Tal, you don't see it fall. It just ends up on the ground. Tal is the end result. It's here. But Matar is about the process. Because matar is when it's coming down from Shemayim, goes down. But then he says, like we've spoken about before, where does it go from down here? It goes back up to Shemayim. Comes back. So he says, Torah is like both. Torah, magically you get stuff. It's like tal. But how do you get it? The process is like matar. You have to work on it down here. And the hashpa comes from Shemayim. And then it goes up to Shemayim, there's a hashpa, and now it can come back down. But in reality, you're getting it as tal. You're just getting it automatically by itself. So it's both. It's tal and it's mata. It's interesting to note what Rashi says. Rashi says the difference in that pasuk in Hazinu, he says, tal hakol smechim boy. Matar is not hakol smechim boy. Right? Tal, everyone's happy with because it doesn't hurt anybody. You wake up in the morning, the fruit's a little moist. It's very nice. Rain. Sometimes it gets in your way. It's raining. You don't want it to rain. It's annoying. And therefore, you know, in a way, matar is better. Tal is better. So Frekta Mefarshim on Rashi, so then why did the Torah compare it to matar? Rashi said, oh, you know why I compared it to matar and tal? Because everyone likes tal. Okay, so how do you answer the question? So then why comparing it to matar? So the answer is, so one of the Mefarshim says, maybe the Archaim HaKadosh, I'm not sure who, says very nice pshat. It says because there are parts of matar that there are parts of learning that are also difficult. There are parts of learning that are also difficult. It's not always so simple. It's not always so easy. It's not always so enjoyable. It's difficult. It's hard. You have to, you know. So therefore, even though you're right, matar is, you know, everyone loves it. Tal, everyone loves it. and mutter not necessarily, but Torah is a little bit of both. It's not always so so enjoyable. But what's the great Musar Haskell from that? The Musar Haskell is, what does the pears come from now? What makes the fruit grow? It's not the tal. The tal doesn't help fruit grow. You could have tal for a year straight. It's a drought. You need rain. Even though ain't called smechim, but you're right, not everyone loves it. But if you don't have rain, you're not gonna have pears. So it's the same thing with turtle. Person can take the easy street. It's a schmuck, I love it, it's awesome. That's not gonna bring as much pears as the guy who's as you, but you bite in, you go into a place that's a little uncomfortable. You gotta go where it's a little uncomfortable. So it's like mutter now, it's like rain. I don't love the rain, but guess what? You know what? Yeah, you can't play football right now because it's raining. Or maybe you can play football, but you can't play golf. So you can't play in the rain. Your kids get disappointed. So you say, kids, you're disappointed. Do you want cookies? Do you want noodles? Do you want sandwiches? Do you want bread? We're not going to have grain if it doesn't rain. Well, you care about your little soccer game? Well, calm down. Let's play a board game inside for a couple hours while it rains. And the world needs rain. So it may not be so convenient, but that's what grows the fruits. So it's the parts that maybe in life are not always the most convenient. That's what gives the pears. And the chiluk of Torah, which a person has to push themselves to understand a little more, it's that pushing which gets the person to the next level. It's push up shot, just like we said, just like exercise. You get on the treadmill and you keep it where it's easy, so you're not burning calories. Once you master that level, you're lifting weights. Once you're at, wherever you are on the bench, once you have that down, you're not going to go anywhere if you don't put on another weight and try to get that one. And at the beginning, it was also difficult, right? So therefore, Torah is both. It's tal and matar. It's tal because, yeah, it's enjoyable. And there's parts of it that are enjoyable for everybody. But there's matar. There's parts of it that not everyone loves that much. But that's where you get pears from. I think that's pshat. It's kishmak of pshat. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi leaves you hanging. Rashi just says in the beginning of Hazinu, tal, everyone's making money. So he didn't answer the question. So I think that's the pshat in the matar as well. Okay. A perek ches in the going, he continues into the inyanim of Torah. He says the following, k'moshe ba'umanus. If a person is to, this is a very interesting issue. I've actually dealt with this with a few people. They've had this question. When a person has to choose a profession, what's the ideal thing that you're trying to find in the profession? So believe it or not, Chazal don't say it's where you're going to make the most money. Right? That's not Chazal's main factor. When Chazal tried to give advice to somebody what profession to go into, they don't even mention the amount of money you're going to make. What?
Money's not important.
You got to work. You got to work to do your styles. You're going to get as much money as you got to get anyway. Right? So that's not going to be a factor ultimately. The factor is, says Chazal, umnes kala v'nekia. Not so, it shouldn't take up all your mental and physical energy. And it should be nekia, it should be honest. Be an honest line of work where you can be honest and it shouldn't be too overbearing on the rest of your lifestyle. That's what you should choose. Okay? It's very interesting, Kala v'nekia. All right? So, now he says, Nekia she'ein ba gneva v'iser. V'kala, and it's easy. So he says, Torah is also should be in umnes kala v'nekia. You should choose the areas in Torah, he says, kein ba Torah, yivakesh, don't necessarily start off trying to bite off more than you can chew. Even though we just said last a minute ago that you got to push yourself, but don't bite off more than you can chew. Because that's like saying, what profession do you want to go into? I want to become wealthy overnight. It doesn't work like that, right? You can't just become wealthy overnight. So you got to take the steps. If you become wealthy overnight, it's probably A, not Kala, and it's for sure probably not Nikia. Right? So the Goyim says in Torah, in your Ruchnias, you should follow the same process as Chazal. It should be Kala and Nikia. If a person's pushing themselves in an unhealthy way, then they're going to resent it in the end. They're not going to be able, it's not going to fit with them. A person's got to go gradually into the right steps. The person will end up saying, oh, I'm going to learn, you know, with all the mefarshim. So after one sugi, he's like, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. Forget it. Yeah. No, you learn with Rashi, and then once you have Rashi, you learn with Tosfos, and eventually build up towards that goal. But it's got to be kala v'nikia. What's the nikia in this case? In Parnasa, nikia means honest. Should be no gezel. What's the nikia of your learning? Nikia in your avodas Hashem is you should be doing it with Shem Shemayim. Should be clean of ulterior motives. Shouldn't be something which is too much honor involved, too much covet involved, too much of other things involved. So you should take the same process. It's an interesting going. The same advice that Chazal gave for someone that's looking to figure out how to do their parnasa. They should do kala v'nikia. So too in your learning, person should follow that process. Should be kala, means to say you're doing the right steps. You're pushing yourself appropriately. You're not biting off more than you could chew or jumping into the deep end without knowing how to swim necessarily. But he says the reason. He says the reason for that is because if a person, they may end up resenting it, trying to work too hard without getting the proper results because they're not ready for it. And it should be nikia. So this is a fascinating comparison. That the Goyim says that the advice that Chazal give about your parnasa is really the same advice that we should take for our ruchnias. It's the same general philosophy. V'cheina tinoikos, with children as well. Lo yachbidu aleihem. All of a sudden, this gra is coming back down to earth a little bit, right? All the other girls, a lot of the girls were learning. It seemed like he wasn't down to earth. He was like talking like, you know, very hot. Now he says, look, the children as well, lo yachbidu aleihem, don't overdo it. Ki im benachas, do it with nachas. Why? Velasas lan prutais. You should give them some candy and rewards every once in a while for their successful accomplishment. And he says, why? Interesting, gra. Ki halimud einai nikba. What does nikba mean? Kavua, right? The limud, the term cannot become kavua. Ba'adam, inside a person's mind, kiim b'yishuv uvenachas, unless it's coming through the proper channels, through the proper process. You can't stick a square peg in a round hole, round peg in a square, what has it called? Square peg in a round hole. You can't push something that's not fitting for their head. And you can't push expectations that are not appropriate. So therefore, it has to be b'nachas. It has to be that the child is b'menucha. He's ready to learn. He's covered, prepared. He's ready to listen. And he's b'menucha. If the child, chas v'shalom, is afraid of what the Rebbe will say or do, can't learn like that. He's on edge the whole time. Right? You have to learn. Like my Rebbe said one time, he said, you know, the worst possible thing that a Rebbe can do is take away recess. Why? Because then the child is not going to enjoy school. He's not going to enjoy school. They're not going to learn anything. Better do anything else rather than take away the recess. Because the child has to be able to look forward to coming and enjoying the school. Now that he's enjoyed, he's in a mindset. He's open. Now he's open. He can learn. He can study. He's going to, no. You can't create that atmosphere when the child's afraid. So there has to be, figure out a way to punish the child. Remember, we learned the Goyim's method of punishing children a few weeks ago, right? He was okay with that, but not to create fear, to create real expectation. That's okay. But if you create fear, chas v'shalom, then the child cannot learn. The child has to be in a situation of nachas, and he has to know his expectations, what's expected of him. It has to be b'yishuv of a nachas. That's what the Goyim says. Okay? Okay? Interesting stuff. And then with Hashem, like we said in the beginning, should be a full shlema for Yosef ben Zvar Hinda, and the shurim this week will be all dedicated for their first language. Arya Yosef. Okay, call to everyone. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.